我们早上都学习到保罗啊如何改变他的思想观念。
Well, this morning we have learned from Paul how he has changed, transformed his mentality and also his heart and mind.
因为他要去大马士的路上呢，啊，碰到主的大光照着他。
And because on his way to Damascus, light of the Lord has shone on him.
也就是主耶稣要把他的傲气拿掉。
There's the Lord will take away his arrogance.
把他所拥有的社会资源拿掉。
To take away all these social resources from him.
把他拥有的知识拿掉。
So that all of that knowledge that belonged to him had been taken away.
让他伏在地面上，让他能够谦卑。
So that he will be lying flat on the ground and become humble.
那我要一个人呢，从零开始，他才会珍惜零。
When a person start right from ground up, then will he appreciate to be being on the ground?
因为有着零，他才会珍惜一。
As you start from zero, will you appreciate one?
有了一，他会珍惜二。
When you have one, will you appreciate two?
所以神就把他打到地面上。
Therefore, the Lord God will strike him to the ground.
有一个弟兄啊，他很会钓鱼。
There was a brother who was a very good fisherman.
他经常钓鱼，然后就拿鱼来教会煮给大家吃。
So he often go for fishing and also took those fish that he caught and shared with the brothers and sisters in the church.
有一天安息日，就是轮到他煮饭。
On a Sabbath day, it was his turn to cook for a church.
所以他大概星期三、星期四都出去钓鱼的。
So on Wednesday and Thursday, both days he went out to fish.
钓了三个小时啊，钓不到鱼。
So after 3 hours of fishing, he couldn't catch any.
假如他这三个小时之内也能够钓着很多的鱼。
If within the 3 hours, if he were to be able to catch a lot of fish.
那他的生活跟平常一样。
Then his life is just like every other day.
啊，没有什么很让他很惊喜的地方啊。
There's no surprises.
但是那三个小时都钓不到鱼。
But then that 3 hours he couldn't catch any fish at all.
他就跟主耶稣祷告啊。
So then he prayed to the Lord.
啊，主啊，我这次钓鱼是要拿到教会去煮饭，煮给大家吃的。
He prayed to the Lord that Lord, I just need all this fish to be caught so that I can bring to the church to share.
然后祷告完以后
，After his prayer,
他就把船啊开到另外一个地方。
So then he took his boat to another location.
感谢主啊，他就钓了很多的鱼啊。
And thank God, indeed he has caught a lot of fish.
那可能啊，可能
，And perhaps,
也可以说哈、啊，是巧合也说不定啊。
Perhaps it's just a merely coincidence.
但是他把这个哈、啊，归成是神赏赐给他的。
But then he regarded that as the given from God.
所以他内心充满着喜乐。
And there was a lot of joy in his heart.
在上个星期六哈安息日的时候，见证会他就能够起来做见证。
So then the following Saturday on Sabbath, he was able to testify for the Lord.
他跟大家分享他的喜乐。
He shared his joy with everyone.
他觉得这是神给他的恩典。
He feel that that is the grace from God.
因为神有时候要把一个人的长处拿掉。
Because sometimes the Lord will take away your advantages.
然后才能够体验出神的恩典呢。
Then can you feel the grace of God?
那当保罗他的心境改变以后
，When the hearts of mind of Paul change，
啊，虽然他外在的条件被剥夺了
，Even though the outward condition has been taken away，
但是他内在呢，他内在的我啊变刚强。
But then the inner self has been strengthened。
他就充满了感恩。
There was a lot of gratitude。
所以他从那个时候开始。
Right from then on,
就能够更认识耶稣基督啊。
And he understand more about the Lord Jesus.
就真知道他。
He truly know him.
我们信主了很久。
We may have believed in the Lord for a while.
我们是不是真的知道基督耶稣呢
？Do we truly know the Lord Jesus Christ?
可能不一定。
Not necessarily so.
但是保罗他说我真知道他。
But Paul says that he truly knows him.
我们看以弗所书。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians.
请看以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
以弗所书第一章十七节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
十七节
verse 17
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。请注意，真知道他，十八节。
Please pay attention to this phrase, so that you may know him better. Let's continue reading verse 18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。十九节。
Verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。二十节。
Verse 20.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。这边有几个知道呢？有三个知道。
Over here, you could find the word know four times.
知道他就知道耶稣基督本身呢。
And to know him, to know Jesus Christ himself.
怎么知道他？
How do we know him?
照明我们心中的眼睛，使我们能够看得清楚啊。
And to enlighten our hearts so that we can see him.
在信主以前呢，保罗的眼睛或许是很好啊。
Before becoming a Christian, Paul may be having a very good eyesight.
但是被光照了以后，他眼睛就瞎了。
But then after the light shone on him, he was blinded.
从此以后，他眼睛视力就比较差。
From then on, his eyesight was a bit weaker.
所以他写字就特别大。
So the way that he wrote was in big characters.
可能连自己都看不大清楚了，所以要写大字一点才看得清楚。
He couldn't see it clearly, so he has to write it bigger.
那他自己在加拉太书里面做见证，也是说，上次传福音给加拉太的人啊，是因为他的眼睛有疾病。
So when he wrote the letter to the church of Galatia, he admitted that when he wrote the letter, his eyesight was not very good.
所以他被大光照了以后，他眼睛啊的视力就差了。
After the light shone on him, his eyesight was weakened.
他看东西啊就不是那么清楚。
So it was less visible when he sees things.
但是他内心的眼睛啊却是看得很清楚。
But then the eyes within his heart was much more clearer.
他对什么是最宝贵的，他看得很清楚。
To anything that is precious, he is very clear in his eyes.
以前他认为是黄金的，哎，现在属人眼睛看起来哎。怎么像是粪土一样呢？
For those that he regarded as golden in the past, but right now he just thinks that those are just rubbish.
他以前看耶稣基督啊，这个人呢不怎么样，也没有什么家庭美容。
In the past, when he looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, he was merely a person who was not worthy of paying attention to.
又是木匠的儿子。
And he's just a son of a carpenter.
也不是加玛列的学生。
He's not a student of Gamaliel.
以前是看不起他。
So in the past, he looked down on him.
可是现在不一样啊。
But now it's very different.
现在他眼睛呢看得到。
In his eyes, he could see him.
哇，原来是他有那么多荣耀。
And there was so much glory in him.
他从死里复活啊。
He was raised from the dead.
他所看到的事情不一样的。
The way they see things is of different perspective.
他以前追求在地面上的成功。
In the past, he was pursuing after the success of this world.
他眼睛啊，顶多只能说看到地平线而已。
His eyes can only see the sea level.
现在不一样啊，他眼睛能够看到天上。
Now it's very different. He could see what is in the heaven.
所以他说啊，在看第一章第三节。
So let's read chapter 1, verse 3.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。他看到那个属灵的福气是在天上。
So he has seen these blessings is in heaven.
一般的人啊，认为有钱才是福气。
People in general think that when you are wealthy, then you are blessed.
一般的人呢、啊，认为长寿是福气。
People in general may think that longevity is a blessing.
一般的人呢、啊，认为成功啊，这是福气。
And people in general also think that success is a blessing.
可是他现在看法不一样、啊。
But then his perspective right now is very different.
他的福气是在天上。
His blessing is indeed in heavenly realm.
福气是在基督里头。
And this blessing is within the Lord.
所以不是属物质的。
It is not of material.
物质所看见的都不是真正的福气。
Anything that you can visible, in material is not blessing.
钱财是不是福气？
Is money a kind of blessing?
不一定哎。
Not necessarily.
啊，最近不是我们报道曾经登哈，这个台湾有一对夫妻，啊，先生是做生意，太太在大学里头教书，两个夫妻都很有钱。
There was news a couple of weeks ago that a couple in Taiwan, the husband is running a business, and also the wife is a professor in the college, so they are both very wealthy.
他们生活过得非常好啊。
And their lifestyle was great.
经常早上去喝咖啡。
In the morning, they go for coffee.
他们咖啡不是那个一杯一块钱的嘿。
The coffee they drink is not one of those loony coffees.
是一杯啊，大概四五块的哈。
So the coffee they had was $4 or $5.
哎，两个人一喝就十块钱呢。
So both of them could easily spend $10 on coffee.
啊，大家羡慕吗？很有钱呢。
Do you admire that because they're rich?
因为有钱啊，所以那个店员啊就看上眼了。
So because they're rich, so the waitress in the cafe actually looked at them.
那个女店员呢，因为她自己本身的财务有一些问题呀。
And the waitress was having some financial difficulty.
所以就要想杀害这一对夫妻。
So she planned how she can kill both of this couple.
所以真的就要用那个什么，安眠药哈，放在咖啡里头。
So she used this sleeping pill. To be put into this the coffee they drank.
然后带他们到了森林里面去杀害他们。
And brought them to the forest and then killed them.
假设这两个夫妻就哎没有什么钱。
If this couple were to be poor.
是领社会福利的，一个月大概1000，刚刚好过生活用啊。
If they were dependent on social welfare and then perhaps they only have $1,000 to live on per month.
那这位女店员会不会找他们作为下手的对象？她不会啊。
Will this waitress ever try to think of killing them for money?
所以你说有钱是不是福气？
Are you saying that riches is blessing?
所以我们不用羡慕有钱的人。
So we shouldn't be admiring over those rich.
因为我们福气在天上，我们比他更好啊。
Because our blessing is in heavenly realm, it's way better.
长寿是福气。
Some people say that longevity is a blessing.
对啊，长寿很好，也要健康啊。
Of course, it's good to live long, but you have to live long healthy.
好几年前啊，我去一个老人院啊访问。
Quite a while ago, I went to one of this senior home to visit.
啊，里面有一个老太太已经100岁了。
There was an old lady who was already 100 years old.
需不需要跟她说庆祝一番恭喜呀？当时要啊。
Should I just say congratulations to her? Maybe I should.
而且是刚好100岁
，because she is exactly 100 years old.
我跟她恭喜的时候
，when I congratulated her，
她说我不想活啊。
She immediately said that I just don't want to live anymore.
我就吓一跳，她还会说话。
And I was shocked that she was still able to talk and she was very clear-minded.
她说我不想活。
She said that I just don't want to leave.
我说你为什么不想活啊？很好啊，你活得很好啊。
What do you don't want to live? You are living just as well.
他说我所有的儿子都死了啦。
She said that all of my sons have died.
他儿子不像他那么长寿啊。
And because all her sons were not did not live as long as she did.
他先生也走了。
And also her husband has died.
孩子们都走了。
And all her children died.
自己最心爱的人、最心疼的人都走了。
All those people that she loved the most pass away.
他说：“你想我活在这个世界上还有什么意义啊？”
So what do you think for me to live in this world? That's just meaningless.
长寿对他来说不是福气。
So longevity to this old lady is just not a blessing.
你说社会地位，就是当到总统是福气吗？也不一定呢。
Are you saying that social status will bring you some kind of blessing, just like the president having power?
很多人当了总统被杀害。
There are many people when they sworn into the office as a president, they were killed.
有的人当了总统以后啊，被关了。
After becoming a president, maybe they're imprisoned.
有社会地位、福气吗？不见得。
So it is not necessarily to be a blessing when you gain social status.
所以我们今天作为基督徒的
，Today as a Christian,
我们的看法要跟保罗一样。
Our perspective has to be the same as that of Paul.
社会上的福气，一般人所认为的福气，不是真福气。
For those things that people in general in this society regards as a blessing is just not blessing itself.
福气在天上。
Blessing is in heavenly realms.
啊，这个很公平哦。
This is quite a fair statement.
因为那是属灵的。
Because that is of spirit.
有钱的没钱的都可以来享受这个属灵的福气。
Whether you are poor or you are wealthy, you can enjoy this blessing, spiritual blessing.
相反的，主要白白的赏赐给大家。
It's just in the opposite. The Lord Jesus will grant it to everyone freely.
啊，圣经还说哈，是天上各样各样属灵的福气，各样。
The Bible says that bless us in the heavenly realms with everything.
所以天上各样的属灵福气能够应付哈，能够赏赐给我们应付各样。在地面上的挑战。
So this every spiritual blessing means that we will have the ability to overcome all kinds of challenges in the world.
能够解决我们人间上各样的困难。
To surpass all kinds of difficulties that we might confront.
那只要我们提高我们属灵的程度啊。
As long as we uplift ourselves in our spirituality.
因为这是在天上。
Because that is in heaven.
这是属灵的。
That is of the spirit.
So we have to use the spiritual means to gain this spiritual blessing.
So we have to use the spiritual means to gain this spiritual blessing. So how do we change that to be a way of the spirit? That is to renew your hearts and minds. Initially, maybe you have this worldly perspective. Now we change it.
用属灵的角度来看
，So we look at it from spiritual perspective.
我们就能够领取属灵的福气。
Then can we gain this spiritual blessing?
属灵的福气已经在我们身上了。
This spiritual blessing is already with us.
因为圣经说，曾经已经发生过了，赐给我们了。
Because the Bible said that it had been given to us.
所以每一个人都有。
Every one of us have it.
那这个福气是什么
？So what is this kind of blessing that we refer to?
福气就是我们现在被称为神的儿子。
Blessings are being called as the children of God.
我们地位跟别人不一样。
Our status is just very different from others.
有位传道啊，他在总会上班，台湾总会上班呢。
There was a preacher who worked in the General Assembly in Taiwan.
因为他们上班就是礼拜五下午就下班了，就可以回他们的故乡了。
Every Friday, they will get up work and then return to their home.
所以这位传道也是一样，他礼拜五下午下班以后，他就要回台北。
In the same way, this preacher will get up work in the afternoon of Fridays and return to Taipei.
他就要去坐公车啊。
So he was taking this bus.
长途的巴士不是一般的室内公车，是长途的。
It was a long haul bus, a bus, not a short distance.
他在排队啊。
So he lined up.
那排队的时候，有一个年轻人呢，就从后面一直插队。
So there was a young there was a young person who just cut the line.
他说啊，我爸爸是这个议会的议长哦，所以你们要让我插队了，这我要赶时间。
And he says, my father is one of the senator, and you should let me go ahead because I'm in a rush to go.
那一直插，一直插，哎，插到我们这个传道的前面。
So then he keep on cutting the line until he approached this preacher.
啊，他是说我爸爸是议长啊，拜托你让我插队。
And he said to this preacher that, well, my father is a senator, and you should let me go in front of you.
我们传道说，哎，您爸爸是议长是吧
？So then the preacher said that, well, your father is a senator.
你知道我爸爸是谁吗
？Do you know who my father is?
他说我爸爸是天上的神呐。
You know my father is the God in heaven.
哇，这个年轻人听了以后，他就知难而退啊。我爸爸怎么能够比天上的神？他说退到后面去了。
And this young person was quite shocked to have heard that because my father can never in comparison with the God in heaven, so he go back to the line.
所以你说我们是不是真的有福气呀
？So are you saying that we truly have the blessing?
我们是天上神的儿子呢。
We are the children of God.
有一次柯传道他到非洲去了。
There was a preacher Ke who went to Africa.
因为在非洲哈。治安不大好，有些时候那个警察啊会拦车，就是故意要卡油了。
Because there was people lacking of resources, so in that place you will be probably stopped by a police just for some kind of bribery.
所以有一次啊，他们的车子哈、啊、要到另外一个城市步道啊，中途啊被警察拦下来。
There was once they were traveling from city A to city B, and in the middle of their way, they've been stopped by the police.
啊，因为啊一般来讲都是有本地的传道跟着，所以里面有本地的传道啊，就是非洲的传道了。
Usually he will be accompanied by a local preacher to travel with him.
所以就问说啊。为什么拦我们的车子的
？So then he asked, "Why did you stop our car?"
警察讲不出所以然啊，说啊这个车子没有风啦、啊，这个不干净啊，怎么样？讲了一大堆的理由。
So then the police were trying to complain about the car they were driving. It's a bit dirty here, and the tire is not fully inflated.
那客船呢说，哎，好像时间已经快来不及了。
And Preacher Ko was thinking that he's in a rush.
他就下来问警察。
So then he quickly asked the police,
说你为什么拦着我们车子?
Why did you stop our car?
你相信神吗?
Do you believe in God?
你怕神吗?
Are you afraid of God?
他说我相信神啊, 我怕神啊。
He said, I'm afraid of God and I believe in God.
好, 那我告诉你,
then I tell you this.
我是真耶稣教会来传道。
I'm the preacher of true Jesus Church.
你把我拦下来, 我都快要去布道来不及了。
When you stop me like this, I'm just not going to make it to this services.
你的车子要把我送到教会去啊。
So then you have to send this car to my church.
哇，那个警察啊，就真的用警车哈，在前面开路啊。
And the police actually led their way to the church in front of them.
说真的，我们身份不一样了。
And you'll realize that our status is very different.
我们是神的儿女，我们记住，千万记住，我们是神的儿女。
We must always remember that we are the children of God.
我们上班的时候要去 interview， 记住我是神的儿女。
When you go for an interview, you should remember that you are the children of God.
我们在跟人际之间交通的时候，我们要记住我们是神的儿女。
When you communicate in between with people, you must always remember that we are the children of God.
神要帮助我们的话，谁能够对我们怎么样
？If the Lord willing to help us, no one can harm us.
不用害怕。
You shouldn't be afraid of.
要有自信。
You must have confidence.
因为我们是神的儿女啊。
Because we are the children of God.
那再来啊。
And then.
因为神要证明我们是他的爱，他的子女啊。
In order to prove that we are the children of God.
所以他就赏赐圣灵给我们做一个凭据。
Therefore, we have been given the Holy Spirit to serve.As an evidence.
而圣灵本身要让我们做一个凭据。
This Holy Spirit will be an evidence.
那我们都要领受应许的圣灵啊。
We have received this promised Holy Spirit.
因此我们要珍惜圣灵。
Therefore, we have to treasure this Holy Spirit.
我们平常祷告真心祷告。
When we pray, we must pray with our true heart.
说这是属灵的福气。
That is a spiritual blessing.
因此我们珍惜圣灵啊。
We must treasure Holy Spirit.
这是很宝贵的。
That is very precious.
所以保罗啊，他就体验到属灵的福气。
Paul experienced this spiritual blessing.
因此以后他看事情都不一样的。
Therefore, he was able to see things from different angle.
啊，有一个，我看过一篇杂志哈，也基督教的杂志。
And I read this one article from a Christian magazine.
啊，有一个太太呀、啊，她。她跟先生吵架。
There was a lady who had a fight with her husband.
她很气她先生啊。
She was very angry towards her husband.
所以她说啊，自己搭飞机啊，到的这个澳洲啊。
And she traveled alone all the way to.
从香港到澳洲。
And then she was so angry, so she traveled all the way alone from Hong Kong to Australia.
她飞机晚上起飞啊。
So the flight actually flew at night.
那天晚上她也没有心情欣赏香港的夜景。
So that very night, she has no mood to look at the beautiful night scene of Hong Kong.
她说到了澳洲。
And then when she arrived Australia.
到了澳洲以后啊，有机会她就接触基督教。
So then she had an opportunity to get in touch with Christianity.
啊，她信了耶稣啊。
She believed in the Lord Jesus.
她信了耶稣以后，她对事情的看法就不一样了。
And after she believed in the Lord Jesus, her perspective is entirely changed.
以前她先生对她不好。
In the past, her husband did not treat her well.
她现在看事情不是她先生对她不好啊。
So now the way she looked at it is not how her husband has mistreated her.
因为她先用属灵的眼光啊去看。
Because from then on, she was able to look at it from a spiritual eyesight.
她先生对她不好是因为魔鬼在她身上。
The reason why the husband mistreated her was because the devil is on him.
她先生是被魔鬼利用。
And her husband has been used by
devil. 不是她先生这个人不好啊。
It's not her husband himself that is not good.
当她有这个思想观念以后。
When she has this kind of thoughts,
她就不再恨她先生。
She never hate her husband ever.
她决定要再回香港啊，传福音给她的先生啊。
So then she returned to Hong Kong, just want to preach to her husband.
然后搭飞机啊，从澳洲再返回香港。
So then she took this flight all the way from Australia back to Hong Kong.
因为她心意更新而变化了。
Because her heart and mind has been transformed.
所以整路上不像第一趟哈，心情很悲伤。
And she was so much transformed that the way she feel was very different from the way when she traveled from Hong Kong to Australia.
现在心情很愉快。
Now her heart is full of joy.
晚上到了香港的上空。
So when she arrived Hong Kong at night.
啊，这次她就有心情来欣赏香港的夜景啊，原来那么漂亮。
This time around, she was able to look at the scenery, the night scenery of Hong Kong. It is such a beauty.
So, 她就传福音给她的先生听啊。
She preached to her husband.
那我们在凤凰城有一对夫妻。
There was a couple in the city of Phoenix.
有一次啊，他们就请我到他们家吃饭。
There was once they invited me for dinner to their home.
我在那个他的太太的面前啊，就称赞他先生呢。
So in front of the wife, I praised about her husband.
因为她先生啊，人很和蔼。
Because her husband was just very gentle.
啊，就是很啊，对太太也很好。
And he treated her wife very well.
所以就称赞啊，在她的妻子面前称赞她的先生啊。
So then I praised about this husband in front of the wife.
她太太就说啊。
And the wife said.
信耶稣以前不是这样子呢。
You probably don't know that before he becomes a Christian, he wasn't like this.
现在是一只绵羊啊。
Right now he's a lamb.
信耶稣以前哦，像这个狮子啊。
Before he become a Christian, he was a lion.
他一出生啊，大家都跑光了。
When he opened up his mouth, everybody fled.
我说好，说来听听看啊。
So then,
说故事给我听听看。
So I said, why don't you try me with more stories?
他说他们本来是在台湾啊。
They were from Taiwan.
啊，因为这个先生啊，他脾气很暴躁。
This husband was very bad, having very bad temper.
啊，经常无缘无故就打孩子。
For no reason, he was always beat up his children.
孩子都被他打得快死了。
So he will spank his children till the point that the children almost died.
那这个太太就说啊，假如不把孩子带到美国来的话，有一天孩子会被他先生打死。
So then the wife said that if I did not bring my children to the United States, perhaps they will not be killed.
因为他就决定啊，要带孩子到美国来。
Because of their decision to migrate to United States.
那带到美国以后。
And after they settled there.
有机会我们。教会的姐妹介绍福音给他们。
And there was a chance when our church sister that preached to her.
所以太太跟孩子们就来信耶稣啊。
And the wife and the children came to the church.
啊，这位太太信耶稣以后
，After believing the Lord,
她改变她的态度啊。
She changed her attitude.
她在同情她先生。
She was very compassionate towards her husband.
因为她现在的看法跟以前不一样了。
Because right now the way she see things is very different from the past.
有怜悯的心肠。
There is compassion.
他心意真的是被神更新而变化了。
Because the heart and mind has been transformed by the Lord.
所以他决定啊，回台湾啊，也是一样，介绍福音给他的先生听啊。
So she decided to return to Taiwan and preach to her husband.
不再恨他先生。
She no longer hated her husband.
但是因为他那时候先生还没信主啊。
At that time, the husband haven't believed in the Lord.
他脾气也是很暴躁。
He was still.The same, a very hot temper.
但这位姐妹已经信主。
And then this sister already believed in the Lord.
她有主耶稣怜悯的心肠。
So she has the mercy and compassions of the Lord.
所以她知道怎么去 handle 她先生呢。
So she knew how to handle her husband.
后来她带她先生来教会慕道。
Then she brought her husband to the church to study the truth.
她先生信了主耶稣了。
And her husband also become Christian.
得了圣灵。
And receive Holy Spirit.
现在整个人都改变了。
Now he changed entirely.
他的太太不跟我讲这段故事的话，我们不知道他以前有这么一个故事。
If the wife never tell me about this story, I just never going to know.
因为心意更新改变，想法都不一样。
Because the hearts and mind has been transformed, so as the perspectives.
他看到属灵的福气在哪里。
So she has found where the spiritual blessings are.
他用神所赏赐各样属灵的福气啊，去应付生活上各种的挑战。
She's using all these spiritual blessings to overcome the challenges that she has in her life.
有神就有道。
With God, there's word.
因为道就是神的话。
Because word, is the words of God.
道也是一个道路，也是个方法，也是一个方法的位。
And it is also a way of God.
我们有时候。不知道方法，不知道方法，但是知道方法以后就简单了。
Sometimes we don't know the method, but once we learn it, then it will become easy.
有神就有爱。
With God, we'll have love.
所以他心里面充满着神的爱。
And his heart is filled with love of God.
就能够应付生活上各种的挑战。
Then he will be able to overcome all kinds of challenges in life.
就像保罗一样啊。
Just like unto Paul.
他真知道基督耶稣啊。
He truly know the Lord.
他看到天上各样属灵的福气。
He has seen all kinds of spiritual blessings in the spiritual realm.
所以他就能够看清万事。
He's able to see all things in life.
我们看他如何看清万事呢
？So how can he see things in this world clearly?
我们请看腓立比书。
Please turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第一章的21节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
腓立比书一章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
二十一节啊，他认清啊，说活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
So it says here, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
啊，要是我们自己来念的话。说，因为我活着就有益处，我死了就惨了。
If we were to make this statement ourselves, perhaps we will say that for to me to live is Christ, but to die is just disastrous.
活着有益处，不是活着是基督啊，是活着有益处啊。
Excuse me, I will probably say to live is a gain for me, but to die is just disastrous.
就是啊，要是我们的话是变成这样子的。
For us, we'll probably say it that way.
但是保罗不是这样子。
But Paul did not say that.
保罗他说：“我活着是基督啊，死了就有益处啊。”
He said, "To live is Christ, and to die is gain."
好，我们几个人可以这样子说。
How many of us can actually say this?
但他这样子说。
But then he said this.
因为他用属灵的角度来看事情。
Because he is looking at this from a spiritual angle.
他就能够看清生死啊。
He was able to clearly see life and death.
他知道生死的意义是什么。
He know the significance of life and death.
我们昨天晚上已经提过了。
Last evening we have spoken about it.
但是他知道活着就是基督啊。
He know that
活出基督来。
He know that to live is Christ, meaning that you will have Christ in your life.
意思就是说，他活着不是自己啊。
Which means to say that you live not because for yourself.
他活着就叫活出基督的样子。
But rather, you are living a Christ-like life. Because you are already using a spiritual perspective to look at it. And to die is gain. So why did he say to die is gain? After one's death, you will be together with the Lord.When you are together with Christ, it is the happiest of all.
当然，当时教会要请他做见证啊，多么好，他自己也讲不出来啊。
Of course,
好到太好了。
When the church wanted to have him testify for the Lord, he could say all good things about it, but just there's no word to explain it all.
凡是事情能够被形容得出来的，就不怎么样的。
Anything that can be described is just mediocre.
这个西方人士啊。先生要出去出门上班以前，都跟太太说 "I love you."
For in the Western culture, the husband when the husband leaves the home, will always say to the wife, "I love you."
是不是真的 I love you， 我们不清楚的。
I'm not sure if they truly mean I love you。
那假如真正 I love you 的话，为什么离婚率那么多？
But if I love you is a, their true feeling,、why is there so many divorces?
你看被形容的出来就不值钱。
That's just an example that if something that can be described, then it just have no value.
那东方人呢？我们包括中国人啊、台湾人，这个我们马来西亚来的，我们东方人啊，哈，亚洲人。
And for Easterners or Asians,
我们就比较少讲，我们难以开口啊。讲不出，不是不爱哦，我们是爱到哈，这个难以形容的，难以形容。
In an Asian culture, it's people just rarely says "I love you" because there's so much love that is just indescribable.
配偶说：“先生，我很爱你。”这爱到不知道怎么讲，这个也讲不出来啊。
And just like when you love your husband so much that you just don't know how to explain it.
啊，这种爱是最高级。
And this kind of love is the highest of all.
然后，请看。彼得前书
Please turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章第八节
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
彼得前书第一章第八节
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就是说不出来。满有荣光的大喜乐，这边说满有荣光的大喜乐。
It says you're filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
哦，这英文就是说哈，这个形容不出来的大喜乐。
In English, it says inexpressible.
所以保罗他上了第三层天呢，回来以后，信徒说啊，来起来做见证啊，明天我们有见证会。
So when Paul went to the third heaven, then the congregation asked him to testify about it.
保罗说：“啊，对不起啊，太好了，讲不出来哈。”
And Paul says that, well, that is so good that I just cannot explain about it.
说天国就那么的美好，让我们好到讲不出来。
The heaven is so wonderful that it just cannot be put in words.
要死了就是去那个地方啊。
So after you die, you go to that place.
很难的形容的好。
It's very hard to explain.
那一般的人哦，我们只是一个概念，但是呢，我们很少。能够用信心来领受那个好的程度。
People in general just have no idea what heaven is, but you can only try to explain it or understand it through your faith level.
所以我们碰到困难啊，碰到生病、疾病，我们还是会紧张。
As we face difficulties such as sickness or challenges, we'll be panic.
因为我们会想到死了。
Because we think about death.
死了，死了，惨了，惨了。
So when you think that you're going to die, it's going to become disastrous.
啊，真的那么情况那么糟吗？不一定呢。
Are we actually saying that the situation is that bad? I don't think
so. 有的时候是自己想的。
Sometimes it's just in your mind.
啊，这样恐怕恐怕怎么样？
You're just afraid of something in your mind.
谁告诉你说恐怕没有是自己想出来的？
Who's telling that is fearful because you're only threatening yourself?
那有一次啊，我的女儿还在医院实习的时候。
There was once when my daughter was still having her practice in the hospital.
那一般来讲啊，平常就是六点她就到家了。
Usually she will get home around 6 p.m.
啊，有一天啊，六点她还没到家。
One day, it was after 6 o'clock at night, and she was not home yet.
那我们想说，大概是这个班车误点了。
We thought that maybe there was a delay in her her commute.
哎，我太太饭都煮好了，等她回来吃饭呢。
My wife already prepared the dinner and waiting for her to come back.
啊，等到六点半，哎，还没回来，哎，也没有电话。
It was about 6:30 and there was no phone calls.
哇，我太太就开始紧张啊。
And my wife started to panic.
然后说我们要祷告啊。
And I said, why don't we pray?
祷告也是很忧虑啊。
When we pray, as we pray, we're still anxious.
啊，就等到七点。
So we waited till 7.
啊，等到七点还是一通电话都没有。
So there was no phone call until 7.
啊，我太太人比较紧张哎。
And my wife was a very
大概妈妈都这样子的。
Was a person easily to be panicked. I think all mothers are just like that.
好，那我们赶快到学校去找。
And my wife said that let's quickly go to a school and check her out.
啊，学校那个门啊都关了，因为要用那个什么卡，学生证，去刷门，那个门才会开呀、啊。
And the school gate is already closed because you have to use a student ID to get it open.
哇，去那碰到校警啊，有一台警车，哎，刚好我们跑去的时候，警车开走了。
And we saw this police for the school, but then as we approached him, he already left.
我们就到那个里边的一个警卫室啊去问。
Then we asked the security.
他说他也不知道啊。
And he said that I don't know.
哇，我太太说打电话给警察报911啊。
And then my wife said.
我的女儿失踪了。
My wife said, why don't you call 911 that our daughter is missing?
警察说失踪几个小时。
And the police said that how long has she been missing?
警察说一个半小时。我太太说一个半小时。
My wife said 1.5 hours.
警察说啊，要 24 hours 啊，他们才会去办的。
And the police said that, well, we will only take this case if it's going to be a 24-hour missing period.
一个半小时，我太太已经快晕倒了。24 hours， 那早就晕倒了。
It's only 1.5 hours. My wife already almost fainted. So what about 24 hours?
啊，得不到门路，只好再回家。
So there was no way for us to do anything. So we went home.
所以这中间哦，就是一个折磨啊。
So during that period, it was just a torture.
我们心里恐怕。那事实上，谁告诉我们已经发生坏消息？没有人呢、啊。
We're just afraid of this and that. Is there anyone who actually creating the fear for us? Actually, there wasn't anybody.
大概到了八点半，我的女儿打电话回来。
So it was until 8:30 at night. Then my daughter called.
我她说啊，怎么，说这练了一大堆啊。
She then explained everything.
我说哎，打电话回来就好了。
And I said that well, thank God, it's good enough when she called.
那我女儿说。前几天已经告诉我太太啊，说她今天晚上会比较晚回来，但是我太太忘记了。
And she said that a couple of days ago, she already told my wife that she's going to be late tonight, and she forgot.
所以是自己想出来的。
And she, everything just come out, from her own imaginations.
说真的，我们人生啊，就是要了解到哈，这个神，我们要相信神啊。
That is just so true that in one's life, we have to always think about God.
我们一般啊，对于这个概念，这个神啊，虽然说知道，但是呢，有些时候情况一出现，又不知道怎么去处理。
In general, we always think about God, but when their situation happens, you just don't know what to do.
就是死了也没关系啊。
It doesn't matter even if you die.
在保罗说他死了就有益处。
Paul said that to die is gain.
因为与主同在。
Because he's going to be together with Christ.
所以他看清楚生死的意义是什么。
He already knew the meaning of life and death.
所以就是被关在监牢里头，那还差远，跟死还差远呢。所以他烦恼什么
？So imprisonment is just nothing to nothing really bothers him because.As compared to death, it's just nothing. There's no one reason that will worry him. Because it was not till the day that he dies. Even if he were to die, what did he say? Please turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17.
我以你们的信心为光物为光鲜的祭物，我若被骄傲垫在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。腓立比书二章十七节，
是吧？就是被
骄傲垫在其上，也是喜乐。
It says, but even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith.I'm glad and rejoice with all of you.
啊，被交奠，那当然在犹太人他们知道很清楚啊。被交奠的意思就是死亡的意思。
In the Jewish culture, to be poured out, it means that you're dead.
所以他就是死了，为道而寻道哈，他也是心甘乐意的。
And if he were to sacrifice, and his for the ministry, he is more than enough, more than glad to do that.
那就是能够看清楚生死。
So you must ask God for you to understand the meaning of life and death.
那就要心存感恩呢。
Then you will have a heart of gratitude.
因为他知道人啊，都是空的。
Because he know that in one's life is just empty.
不管我们现在手上握有多少东西。
Regardless of how much things that you hold in your hands.
握了十样东西也好了。
You could have held 10 things.
左手又握股票，右手握现金。
So on your left, you hold stocks. On your right, you hold cash.
当死的时候，就是这样子放的。
So when you die, you just let it go.
松手了。
And you're just...
所以不能够带去的。
Your hand will be loose. You cannot bring anything along with you.
所以现在有的就是要感恩知足的。
So right now, all that you have, you must be grateful.
那他就不会争世间的名利。
Then you will no longer pursue the status and fame of the world.
没什么好争的。
There's nothing that you should fight for.
尤其我们信徒基督徒啊，不能争哦。
As a Christian, do not fight for anything.
以前我还小的时候。
When I was still young.
这个隔壁邻居啊。
I had a neighbor.
就告到法院。
And he 告你。
就不是告，就隔壁邻居他们互相想告，告到法院去。
My neighbors, they sue each other.
那我的邻居他们什么事情互相相告呢
？So why did they sue each other？
就是为了一块砖头。
It was for because of a piece of brick。
因为他这个盖房子这样子一上来以后哈，他这个什么应该是，他说他亲了他一块砖头的地方啊。
So when the neighbor was built, one of the neighbor building the house, the perimeter actually go into another neighbor's property.For probably this white, a piece of brick.
啊，说人生啊，人生就是啊，多了一块砖头的地方又怎么样啊？少了一块又怎么样
？So in your life, what does that mean to you? With an extra piece of brick or less?
啊，现在啊，人生的结局啊，一个骨灰哈，都不用一块砖头的地方啊，就有的甚至于撒一撒就完了的。
These days, when you die, you're just being burned off and put in an urn, and that so much urn is probably not enough to, you know, make a piece of brick anyway.
啊，道老师有位姐妹啊，她两年前啊被发现有乳癌。
There was a sister has been discovered with breast cancer 2 years ago.
有就说生病啊，也是神给我们一种功课。
Sometimes, when we have illness, it is a homework that has been given by God.
所以她。罹患乳癌以后
，After having breast cancer，
他就告诉弟兄姐妹们
，And she told brothers and sisters，
说你们不用相争的，不用再有什么东西，不用吵。
She said that you shouldn't fight over anything at all, brothers and sisters。
你们要是像我罹患乳癌的话，癌症已经快要死的人还吵什么
？If you're just like me having breast cancer and I have not long to live anymore, what is there to fight about？
对啊，假如我们像他这样子的话，还吵什么？我们就会想说啊，不用吵了。
It's true enough that if everyone is just like her, then there's nothing to fight for.
啊，问题是我们还活得很健康。
But I promise we're still living healthily.
但是我们现在健康的人呢，要心意更新的变化。
For people who are healthy, you must pursue after this transformation of your heart and mind.
假如有一天呢，神告诉我说。我要你的灵魂的。
Because one of these days, if the Lord were to tell you that I'm going to take your life away,
那我们还会去争吗
？Is there anything to fight for？
我们还会去吵吗
？Is there anything to quarrel for？
我们还会去不原谅别人吗
？Is there anything that we can not forgiving about？
那个时候什么是最重要的
？What is the most important thing during that moment？
灵魂得救最重要的。
It's only your soul being saved is the most important。
你争来的。再过不了几天，还是要松手，有什么用？没用的。
Anything that you fight and gain, after a few days, you're going to let it go.
因此，我们真的要练习啊，要心意更新，要变化。
We must always practice this, change and transform your hearts and mind.
因为神的道理是很实际的。
Because the words of God is very practical.
因为神就是让我们过着一个喜乐的生活。
Because the Lord already given us a rejoiced life.
要平安的生活。
A peaceful life.
我们生活要 easy 啊。
Our life has to be an easy one. Don't stress yourself.
不要把自己压得很紧。
Don't just oppress yourself.
压自己很紧的时候，同时会压到别人呢。
When you oppress yourself to an extent, you may oppress others at the same time.
有时候会压到自己家人呢。
Sometimes you oppress on to your family members, and you press on to your spouse.
就妨碍夫妻关系。
then you will influence the spousal relationship and also
影响子女的关系,
when you press your children, you will affect the relationship
压到朋友,
between children and you as well as your friend.
影响人际关系,
and you will affect your interpersonal relationship.
在争什么? 不用争,
what is that to fight for? There's nothing that you should.
而且保罗他对生殖看得很清楚,
because Paul already take very seriously he's already seen it very clearly about life and death.
他就能够心存感恩知足, 今天活着, 感谢主,
there's gratitude and thanksgiving in his heart, and he will thank God for every day he lived.
我们应该有看过一个影片哦, 那个一个 missionary,
we probably have seen this one movie about a missionary.
应该叫 Vicky 是吧? 叫做 Nick, Nick, N-I-C-K.
Oh, there's Nick, a movie by the name of Nick.
没有说没有脚的,
someone without arms and legs.
有看过请举手, 这个影片看过请举手。
Is there any one of you have
Nick,
seen this movie?
好,
Nick.
好, 谢谢。
Thank you.
一生出来没有手脚啊。
The person is born without arms and legs.
他在大概在八岁的时候也想要自杀。
In the age of eight, he wanted to commit suicide.
因为他想说，我以后结婚怎么去抱我的孩子？
Because he was thinking, when I get married in the future, how am I going to hold my children?
其他的孩子都有手有脚，可以走路，可以玩耍，我没有。
All the kids out there, they have arms and legs, but I don't.
我活着还有什么意义啊？
What's the meaning for me to live on?
他想要自杀。
He wanted to kill himself.
他的父母亲是很虔诚的基督徒啊。
And the parents were very devout Christians.
经常带他去教会。
They always bring him to the church.
有一天他想通了。
One day he came
to realize.
He was able to realize.
所以他就想通了以后，就决定以后要献身了。
He realized that he wanted to give himself to the Lord.
所以他在正道的时候,
when he was delivering the sermon,
比如说他来我们这里讲道啊, 他不能够站在这, 他必须要站在这里, 啊, 有人要把他抱起来站在这里。
Take for instance,
没有手没有脚, 大概是只有这样长而已啊。
When he was delivering sermon, he just cannot stand on the podium just like me. Rather, he has to be put on the podium because he has no arms and legs.
他的message啊,他经常是微笑,他很开心啊,他很有喜的。
His message to people is always about joy because there is nothing to be unhappy about.
他说神要用我的哈, disability, 神要用我的不完全来为他做工。
He says that the Lord God is going to use my imperfection and also my disability to work for him.
他说我的肢体是 limited, 是被限制。
He said my arms, my legs has been limited.
但是神的福音啊,
but then my heart and mind has never been bounded. The Lord God has never bounded his heart. So we have to truly thank God.
像这个小朋友,你们去非洲的,我看那个非洲的人,没有鞋子可以穿。
Just like the kids right here, if you were to go to Africa, you will see a lot of children without shoes.
我看他们鞋子都是不错的,
and I'm looking at their shoes, it seems to be quite good.
有的鞋子还有那个闪闪发光的,
some of those are still shining at the side.
底下还有轮子,
and there's still wheel.
没有的话他就哭啊, 非洲人没有鞋子可以穿啊。
In Africa, there are a lot of children have no shoes.
他们很快的就在旁边绕来绕去跑来跑去就很开怀。
But they're so happy to run around.
因此我们真要心意更新的变化了。
Therefore, we must truly transform our hearts and minds.
喜乐平安才是属于我们的。
Joy and peace is something that is truly ours.
啊, 默祷休息。
Let's pray in silence.